Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I just read the gospel story again today, we heard, for many of us, yet again, the parable of the sower. Even Jesus calls it that when he's talking with his disciples. In verse 18, he says to them, "Hear then the parable of the sower." So then why is it that we usually think about this parable or hear this parable as if it was the parable of the dirt or the soil? Now, one reason for thinking about this as the parable of the soil is that all of those various soils and what happens to the seed in each of those, it's fascinating. It's also disturbing and depressing and disappointing when we look at our lives. And we have to choose about what kind of soil am I today? The path, whether that's a dirt road or the way you get to the shed in your backyard or an asphalt road like Water Street, the soil on the path is hard, it's packed, seeds bounce right off of them and then lay there, and it is a perfect snack buffet for birds and other critters. Is that me today? Hard, crusty, impervious to even the smallest thing that isn't all about me. Is that what I am today? Or perhaps the rocks. You know, here there's a little dirt among the stones, a little something to accept the seed and to let it start to grow, but there really isn't enough. There's no way to grow. There's no room for roots. There's no way for branches. There's no way for anything, really. Is that me today? Am I shallow enough that there is no room for the roots of my faith to keep me growing? Is my lack of roots what's keeping me from branching out and bearing fruit? Is that me? Or maybe thorns. Now, those just aren't nice, period. They hurt. But if you're throwing seeds into places where there are thorns, there's a little bit of room to grow, but not enough room to flourish or to thrive. And is that me? Am I beset by the thorns of the world around me, or have I become a thorn to someone else? There may be a little space for roots, but the branches can't grow. The fruit doesn't come. Is that me? Maybe good soil. Yes, please. That's what I want to be. Today, I want to be that. Tomorrow, I all the time. Because in that good soil, there is room for root. There is room to grow. There is room for branches. There is room for fruit and the blessings of all of that. Could that really be me? I hope so. We all know what we want to be. Jesus even knows what we want to be. But we also know what we have been and what we will probably be again. Each of those soils, all of those soils, from the path through the rocks to the thorns to the good soil. So instead of the soil, what I really want us to look at today is the sower. This is even where Jesus is pointing us to ponder as he talks to his disciples, as he talks to us. And so I want us to look at the sower. I want us to look at God and God's attitude towards all of us. You see, when we read a parable of Jesus, we are invited to choose a character with whom we identify. In the parable of the prodigal son, I usually identify with the older brother. In the parable of the weeds and the wheat, I usually identify with the servants who want to go around pulling all the weeds. In this parable, I usually identify with pick a dirt, any dirt, I'm going to be that dirt. But then I see God as the sower. Now, maybe that's the same for all of us, but God is the sower because God is the one who provides the seed for our growth and our growing, whether it's physically or spiritually. He helps us to grow in our faith. God is the one who provides the food and clothing, home and family, daily work, and all we need from day to day. God is also the one who is calling us to follow. the one challenging us to love, the one who cares for us always. God is the one who is spreading around the love and forgiveness, the care and the guidance, the hope and the peace that we look for all the time. It is God who does this, and I am grateful that God does this. But if you've had an opportunity in the springtime to watch farmers plant their fields, you see how precise they are. In fact, nowadays, there are even GPS units in the tractors to make sure that all of the seeds go on the field they're supposed to and only on the field they're supposed to. The seed's too expensive, and you can't make any money on something that hasn't even really been planted. And so whether they're planting corn or they're using the little drill thing to go and plant the soybean seeds, it's all a precise operation. That's a whole lot different from throwing seed onto the fields. Because from families living in Tanzania today to the farmers of Jesus' day, they're trying to use as much care in their planting, but seeds are tossed out there. Or else perhaps they are carefully placed one by one in a row to make sure that the planting is done. Whether they had a planting machine or no, The farmers in Jesus' day were trying to be careful and as precise as possible. They didn't want to throw their seeds away. But in the parable, it looks like God doesn't mind. The sower that we see today doesn't really care about where the seed goes, because God's love and grace needs to go out, so that eventually paths can become fertile, so that rocks can grow plants, so that sinners and those who have been cast out by the world, so that the forgotten and all of the overlooked ones, for all of those who are trying, well, know God's love and favor always. The seeds need to go out. And so for me, the seeds in Jesus' parable, they are the love of God. They are the goodness and the grace. They are the care and the concern. They are the presence and the peace that comes from God. And so what kind of sower do we meet today? What kind of sower wanders with their bag of seeds across every type of terrain, through all different kinds of soil, wherever they can, sowing seeds across it all? That is the sower we see in today's parable. And that sower is extravagant and generous. There is no place that doesn't get seeds. The sowing is universal. That is the extravagance of God's love. There is no place and no person that is not loved by God. It's not just us and the people we really like. It's all people. Even the ones who scare us or make us uncomfortable for whatever reason, the people that we don't like, as well as all of those people that we love. It's people who are foreign and local. It's people, regardless of their bank accounts or their dress or what political party they're part of or what denomination they're part of, God's love is extravagant. God is also, in sowing those seeds, exuberant and lavish in all of his love. If you have a chance and you recognize the love of God around us, you can see the exuberance and the joy that comes with it. It is in the world by the handful, with grace slipping through the sower's fingers. So for us and for all people, God's love comes in joy. And without care for how much is there, because with God, there is always enough. But the sowing of God, the love of God, is also actual and real. Lives are touched with forgiveness and mercy. Guidance comes, and the grace does not ever get wasted. In times of grief and sorrow, when the world around us is abusive and cruel, when we stand confused and unsure, the love of God, the seeds are sown on us for real. It's not a fantasy. It's not pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. It is real and it is true. Even if there are times we don't see it or recognize it, or when even the birds and the critters have taken it away, God's love is still there and it is real. The other thing that we see in the sowing of those seeds is the love of God is always constant. God never stops trying to get the seed to grow. God never stops trying to soften the path and make the stony and the thorny ground more fertile. God can do that. I can't do that, but God can. And the sower in Jesus' stories wanders with that seed and tosses that seed wherever and everywhere. That's the kind of sower we meet today. And Jesus wants us to meet this sower both for our comfort and for our inspiration. You see, whenever I feel rocky, thorny, or like blacktop, Jesus reminds me that God's love still flows even on the likes of me. Jesus is telling us that the sower has hope that our rocks and thorns will be tamed in love and that forgiveness will help grow our faith and our hope as we bear fruit. But Jesus is also challenging us to share God's love as actually, extravagantly, exuberantly, and constantly as God does. Jesus does meet us where we are in our lives. But the challenge is still there. We are still called to love all neighbors, all people, all of them. That's what Jesus does. That's what God, our sower, does. And we are urged to love just like that. It's not only for those we're comfortable with, but also for those who make us uncomfortable. It's not only for those who like us, but even those who are different from us, who we don't understand. We are urged to sow the seeds of God's love. Even if that love looks wasted, even if it feels like we're throwing it all away, we are urged to do that because that's exactly how God loves us. We can be any of the soil we hear about today, packed like a path, or rocky, or thorny, or good and fertile. We can be any and all of those soils in any given day. Jesus is hoping that we meet the sower, the amazing, extravagant, lavish sower who loves us all, who wants to work with us to share that love with all people. The question today has been, what kind of sower? My kind of sower. Thanks be to God. Amen.